the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are in this beautiful month of Rabi'ul Akhir and we are celebrating these Mubarak days, remembering Sarkari Baghdad, Sultanul Awliya, Huzuri Ghose Azam, Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani. Alhamdulillah, today we shall be honored to recite a beautiful Manqabat composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. We are also going to be discussing his blessed teachings and words of wisdom by Ghose Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. What admonitions and nasiha this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to the Ummah. It's amazing, subhanAllah. Stay tuned and locked with Madini channel to learn more about the sayings and teachings of Sarkari Baghdad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. For now, recite this beautiful manqabat, and it's an earnest appeal to all the viewers out there to kindly join in this beautiful recitation of manqabat, inshaAllah.
دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم
وہ کون کریم صاحبِ جو وہ کون کریم صاحبِ جو وہ کون کریم صاحبِ جو میں کون گدائے غوثِ اعظم میں کون گدائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم
سوکھی ہوئی کھیتیاں ہری کر سوکھی ہوئی کھیتیاں ہری کر سوکھی ہوئی کھیتیاں ہری کر اے ابرِ سخائے غوثِ اعظم اے ابرِ سخائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم
امید نصیب مشکل غل امید نصیب مشکل غل امید نصیب مشکل غل قربان عطا غوثِ اعظم قربان عطا غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم ہم تو ہیں گدائے غوثِ اعظم، ہم تو ہیں گدائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم،
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم، اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم،
کیوں ہم کو ستائے نارِ دوزخ، کیوں ہم کو ستائے نارِ دوزخ، کیوں ہم کو ستائے نارِ دوزخ، کیوں رد ہو دعائے غوثِ اعظم، کیوں رد ہو دعائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم،
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم، اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم،
جو دم میں غنی کرے گدا کو، جو دم میں غنی کرے گدا کو، جو دم میں غنی کرے گدا کو، وہ کیا ہے عطا غوثِ اعظم، وہ کیا ہے عطا غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم،
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم، اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم،
آنکھوں میں ہے نور کی تجلی، آنکھوں میں ہے نور کی تجلی، آنکھوں میں ہے نور کی تجلی، پھیلی ہے ضیاء غوثِ اعظم، پھیلی ہے ضیاء غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم،
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم، اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم،
اے دل نہ ڈرن بلا سے اب، اے دل نہ ڈرن بلا سے اب، اے دل نہ ڈرن بلا سے اب، وہ آئی صدا غوثِ اعظم، وہ آئی صدا غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم، دے مجھ کو ولائے غوثِ اعظم،
اللہ برائے غوثِ اعظم، اللہ برائے
اب تو جانوں لے دیکھ وہ آئے غوث اعظم لے دیکھ وہ آئے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم
اللہ برائے غوث اعظم اللہ برائے غوث اعظم
سب کھول دے عقدہ سب کھول دے عقدہ غائے مشکل سب کھول دے عقدہ غائے مشکل اے ناخون پائے غوث اعظم اے ناخون پائے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم
اللہ برائے غوث اعظم اللہ برائے غوث اعظم
کیا ان کی ثنا لکھوں غزن میں کیا ان کی ثنا لکھوں غزن میں کیا ان کی ثنا لکھوں غزن میں جاں باد فدا ہے غوث اعظم جاں باد فدا ہے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم دے مجھ کو ولائے غوث اعظم
اللہ برائے غوث اعظم اللہ برائے غوث اعظم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین After we have recited this منقبت heart touching منقبت اسیروں کی مشکل کشا غوث اعظم فقیروں کی حاجت روا غوث اعظم اللہ کریم has put our غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی at such a station that he رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to aid the Muslims of this ummah, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He's able to help this ummah through the powers and abilities, ikhtiyarat, which Allah Azza wa Jal has granted to our Ghawth-i Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Today, we are going to study and learn about his teachings and his sayings because the sayings of our righteous predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, provide us with guidance in various walks of life. Subhanallah. Jihad, dear viewers. Because of the khulus and sincerity, these sacred personalities went through the ups and downs of this world in their lifetime, subhanallah, and have spent years in this world that have gained such experiences, dear viewers, that you and I may not have. Seeing the difficulties of this lifetime, understanding the Qur'an Pak, Hadithi Mubarakah, subhanallah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have spent their lifetime on this planet just as you and I, but they have achieved their goals, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, their sayings are based on their experience of several years experiences, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, guiding people toward righteousness, and thus, subhanallah, though their sentences are a few, but they have lots of meaning in it, dear viewers, subhanallah. So it is stated that there are four types of people. Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had stated about four types of people and then he explains these four types of people and we should now try and analyze whether either one of these four categories we shall fall under. So is it the first, second, third or fourth? Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali says, those who neither possess a tongue which they may use to speak something wise, nor a heart, such ignorant, heedless, foolish and despicable people do not have any dignity and honor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala says it is necessary to avoid the company of such people. However, if you are an Islamic scholar and a preacher conveying the call towards righteousness, then Ghawse Pak says do join their company. Invite them towards the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make them feel fear of sins as well. So these are those people, he says, they neither possess a tongue through which they can speak something wise, nor a heart. And such people who don't have a clean and a good tongue, nor a heart, they are ignorant, heedless, and foolish, despicable people. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem save us from the company of such people, dear viewers. If they are in our cycle of friendship, then you should analyze and see whether or not should such people even be our friends, because it's either they will sway us towards their side, or unless you work hard on them and make them make tawbah and have a clean and sound heart, subhanAllah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala then says, if you join their company, then invite these people towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make them feel free of sins. If you do so, you will be considered as a mujahid. To rectify such people, zaban hogi unke paas, lekin saaf wali zaban nahi hai. They can't speak good. They have a heart, but they can't perceive good. Allahu Akbar. Such people should be invited towards righteousness. And if you are successful in inviting them towards righteousness, our Ghawse Pak says you are a mujahid. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if Allah azza wa jalla guides anyone through you, it is better for you than the fact that you possess red camels. Sahih al-Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So, numerous ahadith about guiding such people. Number two, Ghawse Pak says the second type consists of the people who do possess a tongue, but do not possess a heart. Allahu Akbar. They carry out an extremely intellectual conversation that is full of wisdom to advise others about knowledge and about acting upon it, but they themselves do not act upon it. Allahu Akbar. They call others towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, but they themselves go away from Allah Azza wa Jalla. They mention the evils of backbiting, but they themselves remain indulged in backbiting. They pretended to be pious in front of the people, but declare a war against Allah Azza wa Jalla by committing grave sins in seclusion. Jiha, Ghawse Pak says, stay away from such people and seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from their evil. Because they have a tongue, but they don't have a good heart. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali now speaks about the third category of people, and he says, the third type consists of such people who have a heart, but not a tongue, and their heart is enlightened with the ilm and wisdom, but it is not permitted to reveal the knowledge and wisdom. In fact, they have adopted complete silence so that they remain safe from socializing and conversing with people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has praised these people. Allah azza wa jalla has kept them concealed from the people, from the general public, and has covered them. Moreover, Allah azza wa jalla has made them aware of shortcomings of their nafs and has enlightened their hearts by making them aware of harm of arrogance and ostentation. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, they have become certain that salvation lies only in silence and seclusion. As certain upon this matter, he says, do adopt the company of such people and serve them. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Almighty will include you also among His righteous people. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful teaching and saying of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now, we move to the last category of people, and he says, the fourth type consists of those people who possess both a tongue and a heart. Such people are aware of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His signs. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed them of those secrets that are concealed from other people, and they have the ranks of being the successor of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. These noble personalities have such a high rank above which there is only the rank of Nubuwwah. Then our Ghawse Pak says, I have mentioned all four types of people before you. If you are a far-sighted person, you should ponder over this, what Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had mentioned, dear viewers. All of this has been mentioned in the sharah of Futuhul Ghaib. So contemplate and reflect over these beautiful teachings and sayings of Sarkari Baghdad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Under which category do we fall? If we have a tongue, Is our tongue cleansed and purified in our speech? If we have a heart, is our heart clean as well? Furthermore, dear viewers, sayings of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali are so many, subhanallah. He says a believer should first fulfill his faraid, obligatory acts, and wajibat, compulsory acts. Then he should get engaged in sunnat mu'akkidah. And then he should pay attention to nawafil and other various acts of worship. He says it is foolishness and arrogance to get engaged in sunnats and nawafil without fulfilling faraid. If one carries out sunnahs and nawafil before fulfilling faraid, he says they will not be accepted. Allahu Akbar. In fact, he will be disgraced. Such person's example is like a man who has been appointed by a king to serve him, but the person leaves him and gets engaged in serving his slave. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is also found in Futuhul Ghaib, dear viewers. Get your hands on this beautiful book. Allahu Akbar. And then Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali condemns those who sleep excessively. Those who like to sleep, listen to the beautiful sayings of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He says, the one who prefers sleeping to the state of wakefulness, Allahu Akbar. He actually prefers something extremely insignificant and imperfect. The one who prefers sleeping to the state of wakefulness. You rather sleep than being awake. If this is what you like always, he says, then you have preferred for something extremely insignificant and imperfect. He says, as sleeping is the sister of death. Allahu Akbar. He wants to become unaware of all the matters and resemble the deceased. A person will become unaware of the matters happening in the dunya because he's sleeping most of the time. And then this resembles the deceased, the dead people. Allah Azza wa Jalla is free from sleep because He Azza wa Jalla is free from every defect. Our Ghawse says angels do not sleep either because of being close to the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, moreover, sleep will not overcome the dwellers of Jannah either. Subhanallah. All the goodness lies in wakefulness, and all the evils and unawareness from matters lie in sleep. Abu Ghawse says, subhanallah. The one who remains engaged in eating, drinking and sleeping more than his need and just for desire will miss out on a lot of goodness. Allah Kareem, save us. We have wasted so much of our time already sleeping, dear viewers of Madinah channel. May Allah Kareem awaken us from this heedless sleep, dear viewers. We have put the pillow of sins under our head and we have covered ourselves with the blanket of gunas and sins. When are we going to come out of this blanket, dear viewers? Sleeping excessively isn't good. And a person who sleeps less, try and have enough rest so that your body can be active. And subhanallah, rest when you have to rest, or else, dear viewers of Madani channel, do not sleep excessively. The one who sleeps excessively, his mind becomes weak. His heart also weakens. A person becomes lazier even in performing ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend your time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali motivates people for making dua and giving us that enthusiasm and jazba of never ever giving up on making dua and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had stated, do not say, I do not make dua to Allah azza wa jalla because if something is distant for me, I will eventually receive it whether I make dua or not. And if something is not distant for me, my dua cannot make me gain it. So he says, make dua for whatever you need from the goodness of this world and the hereafter, provided that it is not haram, yani prohibited, or a cause of fasad, yani discord. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded and motivated you to make dua, persuaded you to make dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Quran Pak, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept. Subhanallah. Furthermore, our Ghawse says, it has been stated in the Quran Pak, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for His benevolence. So there are two ayat in the Quran Pak and many more other ayat from which we understand that we have been commanded to make dua, to ask and beg from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So a person should not say, I do not make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla because if something is distant for me, I will eventually receive it. You know, whether I make dua to Allah, do not make dua to Allah. Ye baat na kahein aap. Rather, you should continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Frequently, often he would make dua. So yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, there are adab and manners of dua, etiquettes of dua. How you should raise your hands, to what extent should you raise your hands? How humble should a supplicating person be during his dua? Please go through the manners of dua and then ask Allah Azza wa Jalla and see how Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills your lawful wishes. Ask, He is waiting for you to ask so that Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill all your needs, dear viewers. Subhanallah. The blessings of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali are too many, dear viewers. Subhanallah. In the form of karamat, in the forms of teachings, literatures, kitabs, books. Subhanallah. It's really amazing. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, consoled his muridin, muhibbin, lovers and devotees of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, even by his teachings and his words of wisdom, dear viewers. Seeing his karamat and hearing of his karamat makes the heart get very happy, right? Subhanallah. These teachings and sayings will also take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, be content with the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. A Muslim should remain content with the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and keep in mind that the blessings he has is in fact the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the trials are also from Allah azza wa jal. He says, human beings remain content with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla when they enjoy blessings. But when they face difficulties, they start complaining. Allahu Akbar. Abu Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, if a blessing has been written in your destiny, you will surely get it, whether you ask for it or not. Similarly, if a trouble has been written in your destiny and it has been decided for you, you will face it whether you dislike facing it or you make dua to remain safe from it. So leave all your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you get blessings, give thanks to Allah azza wa jalla. And if you face troubles, have patience over these calamities. What a mindset our Ghawth has given us. It is only through this mindset, dear viewers, you will be able to navigate through the difficulties of this planet. Coming in this dunya, breathing the air of this world means you are surrounded with calamities, you are surrounded by troubles and hardships, especially if your destination is Jannah. If your destiny and your destination and your maqsad and your mission is to earn Jannah, you will have to face trials and tribulations. These are the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will be tested, dear viewers. Now, if you know and you are certain that you are going to be tested and you are ready for it, the teachings of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali makes it much more easier for us to understand, dear viewers, that how much we should ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for help. And subhanallah, if any calamity hits us, strikes us, then as well, Muslims are taught how to have patience, istiqamat and steadfastness upon those difficulties. Allahu Akbar! Is there any other religion in the world that guides its followers to this extent, dear viewers? It is this beautiful deen of Islam, and these are the ambassadors and the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. These are the awliyas and the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla who lived such a simple and aesthetic life and taught us how to reach and attain Allah's qurb and His closeness, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. See what Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali now says about khawfi khuda, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, fear of Allah azza wa jalla is essential for refraining from sins and performing virtuous deeds. He says, as long as we have no fear of Allah azza wa jalla, it is extremely difficult for us to stay away from sins and perform virtuous deeds. And this is the truth. If you fear the world besides Allah Azza wa Jal, then it's very hard to perform virtuous deeds. Fear your parents, your teachers, the dunya, the business, the loss of money, authorities around us. The fear and the khawf of everything has entered our hearts at every given time. We are always in a panicked situation. The heart is racing. A person is absorbed in anxiety and troubles and depression. When you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fear of every other thing will leave your heart. Trust me. If finance is the biggest fear that you face in your life because you have ends to meet, wallah, pin your hopes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust Him alone and understand that He is ultimately the provider. And once you do this, dear viewers of Madinah channel, start living this practical life, you will be put to test. When you have nothing and you have accounts to pay, you have things to meet, and then you see how Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove you of your difficulties, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali gave us such beautiful nasihat about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, do not be fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather do have fear. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has not created paradise and hell, even then He Azza wa Jalla deserves the right that His creation should fear Him. Hope to Him, obey Him, carry out His commands, refrain from what He Azza wa Jalla has forbidden. Repent in His bargah, become very humble and weep in His court as well. Ghawseh Pak says, when you show repentance with sincerity of the heart and perform virtuous deeds with consistency, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will benefit you. Allahu Akbar. And this narration has been summarized from those teachings in the books of Ghawseh Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. How many karamats have we heard about Ghawseh Azam from the time of birth to date, dear viewers? Have we learnt these teachings and sayings as well? How Ghawseh Pak has motivated the sinners as well as guided those who are pious, subhanallah, to make sure that they should stay away from the tricks of the devil and shaitan, subhanallah. Our Ghawseh Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, he now guides even the preachers and he says, if the one who enjoins to do good and forbids from evil is practicing, his words will have impact on others. This is the truth. If you practice what you preach, then there will be athar and power on your zaban. When you speak, it will enter the hearts of others. There will be a sense of feelings on the heart and effects on the person that you speak to, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So Ghawseh Pak says, we will have to correct our practical life for making our words effective. If our practical life is rectified and reformed, our words will have wisdom in it, it will have weight in it, and it will surely penetrate and touch the hearts of others as well, dear viewers. But for far too long, we have only been advising and advising and advising, and everyone has an opinion, everyone has some nasiha to give, but practice is the test, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Subhanallah. Our Ghawseh Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, advising others without practicing yourself is of no importance. It is like a house without any door and without any household goods. Imagine having a shell, dear viewers. You have a four-corner wall, but you have no goods inside. And there's no door to enter the house. Our Ghawseh Pak says, it is like the treasure from which nothing is spent. And it is like such a claim that has no witness. This is to preach without practice. It's like you have a claim without no witness. It is like you have a house without no doors. Allahu Akbar. Look at the teachings of Ghawseh Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. 99% of the time, dear viewers, it's always easiest. Sabse aasan to nasihat karna hi hota. To give the nasiha, to give the advice. And the most difficult task comes when you have to practice upon these teachings. Many of us advise our children, namaz padein. But do we as parents read our salah? Many of us advise those who are smaller than us, talk with respect. But when we speak to our parents, do we speak with respect as well? It's very easy to command, but it's very hard to have amal and practice upon the dear viewers of Madinah Channel. May Allah Kareem open His doors of mercy upon us, dear viewers, and may our lives change, because it is these simple things which will have an impact on our hearts and our mind. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Now Ghawseh Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi teaches us how to stay safe from the attacks of the nafs, of our carnal desires. So he says, nafs suggests only committing evil because it is in its nature. He says, it will get reformed after a very long time. So he says, it is obligatory for you to always oppose your nafs. Always say to your nafs, your virtuous deeds will benefit you and your bad deeds will harm you, O nafs. No one else will neither join you nor will give you anything from his deeds. Hi, hi, hi. This is reality. 800-900 years have passed, dear viewers, to date. These teachings and sayings are being practiced and being taught to others, because this is that amal. If you make, subhanallah, you will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. It will help you to attain the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Ghawseh Pak says it is very, very necessary to keep performing virtuous deeds and striving against your nafs. Your friend is the one who prevents you from evils, and your enemy is the one who misguides you. Allahu Akbar. Have we recognized our friends, dear viewers? In this day and age, if a dost and friend rectifies you, wo hamara dushman ban jata hai. Hamara dost ka hai, Is he not my friend? He's rectifying me. He's taking out a fault in me. He's finding a defect in me. But a true friend is he who will find the defect for you and rectify it before the others make a laugh and joke out of that. Before others laugh at your mistakes, your friend will rectify it. He can't stand others laughing at you. Allahu Akbar. So how can a nafs attain the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal as long as it is not safe from the evils and bad desires? Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Sultan al-Awliya, Sarkare Baghdad says, your nafs will obey you when you eliminate the desires and hopes of your nafs. But unfortunately, we are unable to do this, dear viewers. The Quran has taught us to not allow for the world to trick and deceive us as others have been deceived. Others have been deceived. Others have been heedless because the world had done this to them. Their nafs will suggest things for you to do, which is easy for you to do, but Allah will be upset with you. The nafs will direct you and help you to perform those actions which will take you to the hellfire. And 99.9% of the time, we only can do that which is easy for us. Nobody likes to do hard things which puts him into difficulty. Opposing your nafs is the opposite of what you would like to do, dear viewers. But if you do so, you are training yourself to become a better person. Allahu Akbar. There are people who are heedless of death and have high hopes. Making such people wake up to the fact, Abu Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, O the bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, abandon your hopes. Get rid of your greed. Offer every salah in a way as if it's your last salah. Oh, devotees of Ghawse Pak, he says, remember, it is not appropriate for a believer to sleep in the state that he does not have his will in writing next to him. Oh, dear bondman, your way of eating, drinking, living with your family, meeting your friends, so on and so forth, should be like a dying man. Because the person whose life and all powers and affairs are in someone else's hand should live like this in the world as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ya Salam. What beautiful advices, dear viewers. What is so difficult to implement this teaching of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali? We need to wake up to this fact and reality. We are too far into pleasing others, but we pay no attention to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If others become naraz, we can't take it. But if Allah azza wa jalla is upset with us, we can handle that. How in the world can you do that, dear viewers? When the most generous Allah azza wa jalla, who feeds you, who takes care of all your affairs, who has given you life, who has given you air to breathe, Allahu Akbar, if he's disobeyed, there is no remorse and regret upon that. Astaghfirullah ala a'udhu billah. We should wake up to the reality. Pondering over these words, urging the people who are heedless from this reality, our Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala said, oh, the unwise human, just ponder when worldly pleasure of this mortal life is not possible without efforts and struggle. How is it possible to get the thing that is with Allah Azza wa Jalla? And that will last forever. Hi, 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 hi. Without efforts and spiritual exercises, are you going to get that? Ghawse Pak has asked you this question. When a worldly blessing comes in with so much of efforts, how do you expect to have Jannah just like that? You want to enter into Jannah without being tested? You want to have palaces in Jannah and the hoods of Jannah and all the blessings of Jannah without any efforts? When small blessings of this world takes in so much of efforts, what about the hereafter, dear viewers? What a reality Ghawse Pak has brought us to, subhanallah. And right at the end, dear viewers, now we close up, inshallah, azza wa jalla, our discussion on repentance. He says, surely human beings commit sins even after they try hard to refrain from them. But a great misfortune is that when they commit sins consistently and completely forget to repent in the court of Allah, azza wa jalla. Ghawse Pak says, O Muslims, as long as you are alive, consider it to be a blessing because you will soon die. As long as you have the power to perform virtuous deeds, consider it to be a blessing. And as long as you have time to repent, consider this to also be a blessing and show repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these amazing, beautiful, wise teachings and sayings of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This is the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla who has come to guide mankind, subhanallah, the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, we are going to continue receiving more and more blessings as we speak about our Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the next episode. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, ruling hearts on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.